Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, hi again, everyone. I'm 1010 Win Sports Director Mark Renee. This is On the Mark, where we check into the stories behind the stories in the world of sports. And I have to admit, this is probably going to be the most self-serving episode of this podcast I will ever do, because it involves my good friend Carl France, as he and I go back, I think it's 20 years, maybe more, on the softball fields of Central Park in Manhattan. He just moments ago, talk about hot off the presses, was named the first ever head coach of the brand new Fairleigh Dickinson University men's volleyball program. Coach Carl, how does that sound?
It sounds glorious.
You've been a coach before, and this has been, to put it mildly, a hell of a journey for you. Congratulations. I know how hard you've worked for this, and I'm curious to know, when you got the news from presumably FDU's athletic director, Brad Hurlbut, how did it feel to know that you would be their guy, the first ever head coach of a men's volleyball team in Fairleigh Dickinson history?
It was a great honor. It is a great honor. I am excited beyond belief. I'm eager to get started, but I was also relieved. I was also relieved because I just know that I've worked hard, as you said, and I just know that this is a perfect fit for what I'd like to do, and I can't wait to get started and bring some young men in and start competing in 2022.
Now, if memory serves, when we first met, you were in your first go-round as the assistant coach at NYU. A few years later, you became the head coach for men's and women's volleyball at Rutgers Newark. And then for the last 9 or 10 years, you've been back at NYU as the assistant again. So it's been a journey, right?
Yes, it has. And even within that time, I mean, I got to coach some teams. I was the acting head coach of the women's volleyball team at NYU for the tail end of the 2017 season. So yeah, this journey has been since 1998. I've been coaching collegiate volleyball, and this is literally the culmination of a long journey. And I'm really happy to be the new coach of Knights men's volleyball.
Well, I am beyond over the moon for you. Now, there are not very many Division I men's volleyball teams. At last count, by me anyway, FDU is the 24th. Certainly not that many around here. St. Francis Brooklyn became the 23rd. They just started playing a year ago. I'm wondering, my friend, did it ever start to enter your mind that maybe head coach wouldn't happen again for you?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, when you go on interviews and a lot of people can kind of look at this with football, because it's a little bit more high profile with the NFL jobs and such. And sometimes you just sit there and like, am I ever going to get this chance to interview? And am I going to get a chance to get the second interview? Am I going to get the final interview? Those kind of things. And now I've got to the point where I'm like, maybe it's not for me. But then I realized that, no, you're just waiting for the right spot. You're waiting for the right moment and the right opportunity. And I think on the Hackensack, I had my right opportunity. I think this is going to be a great, this is a great fit. It's a real, I mean, it couldn't be more ideal. And I'm over the moon excited about this.
Yeah, the AD mentioned that you checked off all of their boxes, and I was listening to his checklist, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's Carl. Yeah, that's Carl. Yeah, that's Carl too. Yeah. So it really was a perfect fit. And the funny thing is, you know, you were the one who told me, you gave me the heads up about 4.5 weeks ago that FDU was going to be making this major announcement the next day that they were adding a men's volleyball program. And we joked. I asked you if you were also going to be named the head coach, and you had no idea at that time, but here we are 4 weeks later and it's actually come to fruition.
I tell you, it's absolutely insane. because when an opportunity like that comes up, and I really prepped hard for this one. I really looked into every little thing about this university. I looked into every little thing from the way they do everything on the admission side, everything they do on the academic side, how they have two universities, what the student to faculty ratio was. I really dug deep to be prepared for this. And then I looked at the athletic department, and they are on an upswing. If you notice, all of the teams are finishing in the top half of the NEC. They're competing for national, notoriety, the men's basketball team most recently. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to being part of that group of very, very well-heeled coaches.
Now, you've been around college volleyball for a while now. And I remember when I was talking to Brad, when they made the announcement last month, that he had only learned, and I found out from him, New Jersey as a state ranks third in the entire country behind only California and Illinois for the number of boys participating in high school volleyball. And I was shocked to find that out, because as a Jersey guy who grew up in this state, the only volleyball we played was in gym class and only occasionally. So I'm wondering now, coach, and I love calling you coach, how easy will that make trying to recruit, especially here in Jersey, as you'll start looking at putting together your first roster?
Great question. And I think you have to look at it from a standpoint of how many young men want to stay home, how many young men want a quality education that FDU provides, and then how many young men have not already committed to going somewhere else. I mean, we are competing with New Jersey Institute of Technology. Danny Gunkovic has a great program there, and Lenny Kaplan is a very smart AD. We're competing with some of the Division III's that have been around for years, like my former job, Rutgers Newark. It was Division I, now it's Division III. Kane University has had a lot of success. So we're competing with all of the state schools as well that have men's volleyball. And I've got my work cut out for me, but I think we'll be able to get some kids in here. And I think we'll be able to get some Jersey young men, who love the sport and can play at a high level.
Now, I know you've officially only been on the job for about 45 minutes now, but the EIVA, I did my homework on this, the Eastern Intercollegiate Volleyball Association, did welcome its 9th member school last year to start playing in the conference next year. And of course, that is, as I mentioned before, St. Francis, Brooklyn. So I'm guessing, Coach France, the league is going to need a 10th team to even things out. And I'm wondering, is the ball rolling on that already for FDU to perhaps become that 10th team?
Without speaking out of turn, there's a whole process that goes through the EIVA, which I was part of when I was at Rutgers Newark and at NYU. And we'll have to sit down and apply. We'll have to state our case to the board. I know that our director of athletics, Brad, wants to work on that, as well as does Jason Young. So we'll be there at their next meeting, and we'll sit down, plead our case, and then go through the process, and hopefully we'll be accepted as number 10.
Okay. Now, I took the initiative to get a little input from a former nemesis of yours and now a coaching colleague. Nico Lambert is going into his second year as the head coach at St. Francis, Brooklyn. He was in your shoes just a couple of years ago, as I mentioned. They just had their first season a year ago. I asked him if he had any advice to offer you. And if you don't mind indulging me, I'm going to read you what he wrote back to me this afternoon. I'm super happy for Carl. He's an unbelievable person and coach. He beat me a few times in my playing days. Ha ha. I guess my best advice to him is that he'll find himself being the most creative he's ever been with practice plans, lineups, and general gym atmosphere. And every day, and you probably know some of this already anyway, having coached for the better part of 20 years, every day you'll get hit with a new speed bump that you didn't expect, and it's all about pushing on. And he concluded that he has no doubt you will bring success to FDU, and in parentheses, just hopefully not against St. Francis.
Well, that's very nice for Nico to say. And he, you know, most of the things he said are right. And it's funny because I've already experienced all of those things, you know, being in a gym where you only have one court, being in a gym where you only have an hour and a half because it's a basketball game and you're sandwiched between the two basketball games or whatever it is, not being able to control your gym. I get all those things. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And he's right. It's not going to be easy. But you got to keep moving forward, you know, and he's right. Just got to keep moving forward and come over those bumps as best you can.
Well, I look forward to the birth of the rivalry, which I am sure will come next year when you guys start playing. I can't imagine that the local rivalry, especially between NEC schools, wouldn't be a top priority for Fairleigh and for St. Francis. Carl, as we wrap up here, and I really do appreciate the time. I wish we could celebrate in person, and I know we will do that in short order. What's the one thing that you, as a brand new head coach starting out this program, would want your prospective recruits to know about you? And in turn, what's something you want the FDU fan base to know about you?
Well, I think they're both one and the same. I'm very passionate and driven for the success of our student athletes. And that's academically, that's socially, that's athletically. And I want to make sure that these young men who play for me are going to be set up for the rest of their lives, be it professionally, on the court or off the court. And I also want them to surpass all of their goals academically. So we're going to have an exciting brand of volleyball to play. We're going to bring some solid character guys in that the FDU community can be proud of. And hopefully we'll actually win a few games in the first year.
Nothing wrong with that. I think St. Francis went 5-10 before the season got cut short.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the pandemic, now 11 months ago, it's hard to believe. But I'm thrilled for you. You know that. And I look forward to seeing you in person and celebrating. We'll need to grab some Brooklyn pizza across the street when we have a chance.
You got it, man. You got it. Thanks for having me.
And good luck to you and the FDU Knights, except when you take on St. Francis Brooklyn. And can't wait for that to happen in 2022. I'm Mark Rene. That is my friend, the brand new men's head volleyball coach at Fairleigh Dickinson University, Carl France, and you're on the mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!